Welcome back to Nora Halacha Shabbos here, and today, Metz Hashem, we will discuss making coffee on Shabbos. Now, if you are making coffee that's raw, you're taking coffee beans that were ground up and they're still raw, that is the same din as tea, and l'chaira, for most paiskim, you cannot put that into a kli shlishi or a kli revi, anything that's boiling hot, and therefore, that type of coffee, l'chatchila, should not be made on Shabbos, because it's a shaila bishul. There is a fear of Moshe, could be the Vietzad, he says it by tea. Maybe he would say it also by coffee and a kli shlishi, that's very possible. But most poskim don't go la halacha like that Rav Moshe Feinstein, and therefore someone should be machmer not to use raw coffee on Shabbos. Now, our instant coffee is already pre-cooked from before, and therefore there should be a heter of ein bishul acha bishul, that something that's cooked already, fully cooked, there's no problem of reheating it. So therefore, maybe you should be able to take coffee and put it under the urn and take the water directly from the urn. But there's another halacha, that something that's yavesh, but when the water hits it, it becomes lach, that has a din of liquid. And since we know by liquid, there's an iser of bishul acha bishul, there's an iser of bishul even after it's cooked. Therefore, Zok the Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss, in his tshuvas, say for Minchas Yitzchak, he says, you should not pour from a kli rishon directly onto the coffee, but you should put it the coffee into kli sheni, which means you take water from the urn, and then you can add coffee to that cup in order to do it behetta on Shabbos. But lemaisa, the minig ha'olam is to use a third cup. And the reason is like this. Number one, it's not so simple that all the coffee is cooked. There are some instant coffee that they add some raw coffee to it, and therefore, to be machmer for that, we always try to use a kli shlishi. And there's another reason. The other reason is that the way they make coffee is they first cook it, and then they freeze dry it, they dry it. They dry it in a very hot oven, so it's like it's baked after it's cooked. And the Mishvura holds that there might be a chumra that you should not do bishul acha fia, that's acha bishul. It means something that's cooked, then baked. You shouldn't recook it after that, because cooking after it's baked changes it a little bit, and therefore it's an issa bishul acha afia. Therefore, you should put it into a kli shlishi in order that it should not run into those problems. And actually, Rav Moshe himself says that he himself is machmir that by coffee you should put it into a kli shlishi for these reasons, that maybe it's a problem of bishul acha afia. Now, another reason is because we said in last year that the Chazon Ish holds, if you take up a cup of water from the urn, that cup is called a kli rishon. And we said in a kli rishon it's a problem to put the coffee in because it melts and turns into a lach, turns into a liquid. And therefore, it's another reason why you should make sure to have a third cup. So therefore, the best way to make coffee is by taking water from the urn, and then you can pour it into your kli shlishi even on top of the coffee. If you're worried about tzviya v'eichlin, you're worried about coloring the water. So then it's fine. You could take water from the urn and pour it into your cup, the second cup, even though the coffee is in there. That's fine, because it will all be iri kli sheni, and that will be the best way to make coffee is to have a third cup. It's really a second cup. It's one cup from the urn, and then the second cup will be your cup of coffee, and that will be a mutter way to enjoy your coffee on Shabbos.